We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
True Confessions. There is a decision that has to be made, and I want you to put yourself in the shoes of the woman that we are about to talk to, because the piece of information that she has could potentially relieve her friend of some of the pain that they're going through. However, there's also the alternative, another possibility, that it could make things so much worse.
And it could make her look like a bad friend.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. No, without a doubt. There will be fallout for her if she does reveal this. Let's bring her on now to explain. Voice changers all fired up. Welcome to Team PXY True Confessions. How are you, aside from having this hanging over your head?
I'm well. How are you?
All right, good, good, good. So let's jump into this. What is the situation you found yourself in right now?
So I have this friend that recently confided in me about cheating on her boyfriend.
Okay.
And she said it was a drunken mistake, and she's been, like, so remorseful and has basically been so anxious over for, like, a couple of days. But here's the thing. I know for a fact her boyfriend cheated on her 2 years ago, pretty early on in their relationship.
Oh, dear. Okay. All right. Okay. So she made a mistake. She's feeling terrible about it now. She relays it to you as her close friend. I guess she hasn't told her boyfriend yet, right?
No, he hasn't.
Okay.
So, at the time, we were in a weird spot, and I never ended up telling her because I felt as if it wasn't my place.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I truthfully didn't even think she would believe me.
Yeah, look, this is something that we've talked on the show. A lot of people have experienced this. I think probably almost everyone has experienced something like this in their lives where it's like, do I get involved? Do I say something? And you're right. One of the major fallouts can always be the fact that they're not going to believe you, and then somehow you're the bad guy, or whoever they're with manipulates them into making you be the bad one in the situation. So certainly can relate. I mean, if you could go back now, I'm assuming you probably would have told her in the moment.
I don't know. I don't know if I would tell her because, like, I don't want to be the cause of her breakup and then of her heartbreak, like, and I don't want to stick my nose where it doesn't belong.
Sure.
So, like, so now with all of that, here we are, and she feels like such an awful person.
So, okay. So, Breezy, what do you think she should do? If this was you, again, her friend's in pain, her friend made this huge mistake, this full of regret, and potentially, if she says, hey, you should probably know, like, he did the same to you, you know, that could...
It's going to blow up in your face.
You
100%.
There's
I don't... You're too far gone at this point. Like,
yeah.
Hey, just for the record, like, 2 years ago, he did cheat on you. I knew about it. I never said anything. And I let you go on with this relationship. Hopefully he didn't do it again. Don't know if he did or not.
Mm-hmm.
But just wanted to let you know I did know about it this whole time. Like, what?
Okay.
I would be more mad at you than myself and my boyfriend.
Okay,
combined.
So hold on. Okay. I totally hear what you're saying, and that makes perfect sense. But let's play out all the scenarios here, because if you go the route of what it sounds like you're suggesting, and that is to not say anything, just to continue to keep your nose out of the situation, be there as a friend, give her the ice cream and watch movies or, you know, 6 feet apart, social distance, whatever, and try to make her feel better. But if you go that route and the relationship continues, what about that? You're always going to know. Right.
Yeah.
And you know, you said that she had not told him yet. Who knows? He could hold that over her head for their entire relationship, when in reality, he's just as bad.
I know that, Corey. But also, at the same time, you went this long without saying anything. If it was really that important to you, I feel like you would have said something before.
Well, no, she just explained it was a weird spot. It's uncomfortable. It was early.
But it's not anymore. It's not even any less of a weird spot now. It's even weirder, if anything.
Yeah. Like,
sure, you do have some leverage because, you know, she's in pain. She's suffering from her drunken mistake.
It's not a good situation to be in. I certainly don't envy you at all. Breezy, do you think the fact that it happened early on in the relationship is a factor here?
I don't really think that matters.
It shouldn't matter.
I don't really think that matters.
Wouldn't you say it's worse to cheat on someone when you've been with them for a longer amount of time? Like, who knows?
I think it's bad either way.
So, like, were they, like, officially official when this happened, or was this, like, they were just kind of talking and hanging out and this happened? Do you know the details of it exactly?
Yeah, like, how long have they been together? Are we talking, like, 6 years? Are we talking, like, 3 years? Like, what are we thinking?
It was the very beginning.
Okay.
When he cheated on her, they were, like, they just committed to each other, and then, you know, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that also sets the precedent for the relationship, right?
Well, apparently. So. Yeah. Oh, this is a tough one. Let's try to get some opinions on this. Breezy, you still leaning towards keep your nose up? I mean, that's what I'm going to say, but I'm also a coward and hate confrontation. And this
lock
would be,
the lips, throw away the key.
This would be the most uncomfortable thing possible. Is there anyone?
Yeah, but she's like beating herself up.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, no. That's the other side of it for sure. I'm curious. We'll throw it to our listeners. Is there anyone listening who, if you are in this position, your friend comes to you, says that they cheated, they're feeling terrible about it, and you know, well, their significant other cheated on them in the very beginning. Would you give them that piece of information at that point? Obviously puts you in a tough spot because it goes to show that you knew this and didn't tell them before. What would you do? 585-222-9800. Call or text into the show now. I will throw this up on social as well, at 98PX at Rochester. And we'll try to get you some answers, okay? Keep listening, and hopefully maybe someone will have a genius idea. Maybe there's a way to worm your way out of this. I bet you, this always happens in situations like this. Someone's going to suggest anonymous letter.
Don't say the letter.
Don't say the letter.
Don't be a softy. Either take ownership or don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
No letter.
I mean, the anonymous letter.
This isn't Jersey Shore.
The anonymous letter is the coward's way out.
Mm-hmm.
But it also saved your ass. So most of the people on the text line, there are some saying tell her, but most are saying no.
What one doesn't know won't hurt. It's too late to tell her now. If she was a good friend, she would have told her back then regardless.
Here's the one thing we do know. If she goes this route, if she does tell, she's going to get blowback from her friend for, why the hell did you not tell me that when it happened and you knew this?
Right. This one, completely opposite. I would tell her, let her know it was super early in their relationship and you and her weren't close at the time, so you didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then this last text, my friend would have already known if they were cheated on, !
Oh.
How can you just sit there and call yourself a good friend? I would have already told them.
Yeah, okay. So some more coming through. This texter, she needs to deal with what she did. Knowing her boyfriend cheated on her a while ago won't change what she did. She's beating herself up because she knows she did something wrong. Two wrongs don't make either of them right. So they're saying essentially telling her is not going to make her feel better, or it shouldn't anyway. This one, keep my mouth shut because it's not my relationship. It's certainly the way that a lot of people go. Yeah, I'm
this one that's really setting the precedent. Just tell her and get it over with. The relationship has been doomed since the beginning.
Oh, apparently.
Both people don't cheat in a relationship that lasts, drunken mistake or not. It's only a matter of time.
I don't know if that's necessarily 100% fair to say. There have been relationships that have survived. Doesn't help. Not great. No one wants that to happen.
If there's like not trust on either end, though, it's going to be extremely tough.
Yeah, but trust can. I know it's hard. And in most cases, it's tough once it's gone. But it can be rebuilt. So maybe. Yeah, I'm still going to go with no on this one. I'm liking the anonymous letter move if you really need to tell her. Anonymous
you
letter.
Are soft.
Anonymous
you
letter,
are soft.
Way. Yes, yeah.
And you're a coward.
Yeah, yes.
Anonymous
and yes.
letter.
Do you know what? Also,
we should take that option off the table forever.
You know what? I was thinking about this because we did get some texters that anytime there's anything like this we talk about, anonymous letter always comes into play. Always. Every single time.
Cowards. Cowards way out.
Blame the Jersey Shore. Are you calling Snooki a coward? That angel of reality TV? I actually want to do this for maybe tomorrow's show. We don't have a Savage or Sensible planned yet. Can we do Savage or Sensible leaving an anonymous note to tell something to someone that you don't want to tell them yourself.
Hey, sorry, crashed your car. I actually saw something like this the other day.
Really?
I think it was just a meme. This person came out and there was a letter on their car, said, sorry, I backed into your car. Mm-hmm. The whole back bumper is completely ripped off, but they left like two candy bars. They're like, sorry.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Have you seen the one? This is an old one, but maybe you've seen it floating around, of the note that's like, hey, sorry I hit your car. I'm not going to leave my information. I'm just writing this down in case anyone's looking at me. And then they just left that there. That's a savage move. That's a really savage move.
Bummer. I would go, truly.
I would go CSI on their ass, by the way. Can I get fingerprints? Can I get a writing analysis? We need to find this person. It's a monster. But getting back to our true confessions, I'd say no, don't do it.
Don't tell her. I really don't think it's going to make a huge difference, like that person said. She has to deal with what she did.
Yeah.
And I honestly think it would. I know a lot of people are like, oh, maybe that'll make her feel better. Maybe that will relieve some anxiety that she's having. I really don't think it will.
No.
Like, because it'll just make her real, right? Like, it'll just make her real in her head. Like, okay, we've spent the last 2 years together.
Well, yeah.
And they cheated and I didn't know. And I don't think it's a good idea.
By the way, she hasn't told him yet. So who knows? This could all be really for nothing because he could just be like, screw you, I'm out. So there's that. I would say no, though. Just I'm a risk-reward kind of guy. More risk here than reward. I mean, telling her probably actually won't make her feel better. So
yeah.
You got to live with the guilt of not telling her in the first place. That's how it goes. You can vote, though. Keep the votes coming. Maybe it'll turn around on Instagram. At 98PXY Rochester.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.